Welcome, Chickadee, to this alternative method to grounding. Grounding is an energy technique. We take our consciousness and through choice, through desire, and through a little bit of visualization, we direct the energy that creates us, the energy of life, and we direct it into connecting with our body, grounding us with Mother Earth. This grounded state helps support us as we move forward with our day and with our life. It enables us to experience life with a little less worry and a little less fear, for we are connected, grounded, loved, and supported by Mother Earth and this connection with her. For she is a member of our family. She loves us, and each time we reach down to connect with her, she is reaching up. We interlock our connection like two people holding hands, their fingers interlaced. This connection with family supports us. It is something that we can do in the morning, throughout the day, and whenever we feel a moment of upheaval, to help redirect through energy, through intention, through desire, to redirect ourselves from experiencing a moment of chaos to experiencing life the best that we can, for we are grounded. Connected with Mother Earth, all of her wisdom, and connected with the world around us that is designed through love by creation to support us. To prepare, I'd like you to find a quiet and comfortable place to sit or lay down. I recommend that you close your eyes to remove external distractions. However, through time and building this connection with a grounded state, it is not necessary. I'd also like you to call in your spirit guides to assist you in achieving this state of being grounded. Again, not necessary, but always wonderful to call them in to support, guide, nurture, and love you throughout the course of your day. Lastly, if you are seeking a bit more assistance as you learn this technique of grounding, you can pull in a crystal like obsidian or onyx to help ground you. Shungite is also another wonderful stone to use. Having established this space and this moment to ground, draw your awareness to your body, the first connection you have with Mother Earth, the vehicle that allows you to be here, that supports you in being here in this world, to have this human experience. It is a constant state of connection between you and the world around you, between you and Mother Earth. We can strengthen this connection by drawing our awareness to the bottoms of our feet and pulling a single strand of energy. This visualization of pulling a string, this strand of energy, helps us to intentionally move the energy within ourselves as we draw this string through the crust of Mother Earth, down through her layers, and anchor yourself in with her iron crystal core. This central core of Mother Earth holds her knowledge, experience, and love. It is the consciousness of Mother Gaia. Anchoring yourself in to her core allows you to bypass the residual energy existing on the crust of Mother Earth. Right now, there is so much happening in the world that there is this residual energy on the crust of Mother Earth, the impact of what is happening in the world, the happiness and the sadness. When we open ourselves up energetically to connection, sometimes we can pick up on the emotions, feelings, and experiences of other people. We are a community, we are connected, and thus we care. However, to honor our individual life journey, what we are meant to experience and what we are not destined to experience in this lifetime, sometimes we want to bypass that residual energy on the crust of Mother Earth, and thus we anchor with her consciousness, that iron crystal core in the center of Mother Earth, bypassing that top layer of energy so we can deeply ground and root ourselves with Mother Earth. Her iron crystal core is also energetically influenced through gifts from various dimensions and different beings, celestial beings, mythical beings, and others who have gifted Mother Earth different energies, healing properties, and techniques. Grounding with her iron crystal core, you bond yourself with Mother Earth, grounding yourself, but also connecting with all of her knowledge, wisdom, healing, love, and support. Before we complete this grounding, having visualized this connection, anchoring yourself in with Mother Earth, I always recommend a few deep breaths to enjoy this sensation of being grounded before we move on with our day. That being said, a nice deep breath in and out. In and out. One final breath, breathing in and out. This connection with Mother Earth has been established. Your intention to be connected is what moved the energy and is what will keep you connected with Mother Earth throughout the course of your day. Have a wonderful day, Chickadee.